Law of Attraction hacks that will give you superpowers.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We've been here with you daily since 2007, and we're going to continue to, I don't know how long, but I guess as long as the Starbucks lasts, we'll be here. We're talking about superpowers today. That's kind of wild, isn't it? But I'm serious. I'm talking about superpowers that will help you be more successful in your business, whether it's real estate or perhaps you've got a startup company or a management company, whatever kind of business you are in. I'm telling you, these hacks will help you. I mean, big time. And even if you're not in business, maybe you're an actor, a writer, a director, an artist of some sort. These hacks will empower you. So I think you're going to enjoy them. And I think you're going to find exactly what you need to give your life a jolt. Now, when I talk about superpowers, I'm not talking about Superman. You're not going to have X-ray vision. Well, you know, I can't say, Well, I don't think you're going to have X-ray vision. I just do not believe that. I don't think very many of you will be able to fly, but I do think you will be able to manifest. You'll be able to attract. You'll be able to build. You'll be able to create. Look it, some of you are making a good living, but why not take that annual income and make it your new monthly income? Why not set that as your immediate goal? And it's achievable and attainable. I mean, serious. Okay, so let's get on with this. Number one, I want you to stop overthinking everything. That's the first hack. You're overthinking. I just want you to act. But here's the key. You have to know what your goals are. You have to know what your intentions are. You have to know the outcome that you seek. If you don't know the outcome, you will not be able to move, okay? And listen, I don't care how much money you're making. Successful people make up their mind quickly. They change their mind slowly. That was Andrew Carnegie. When you're making the kind of money that Carnegie was making, wow, then you can talk, okay? But most people are, well, I need 24 hours to think about it. I need 48 hours. I got to go home and talk to my wife. I mean, serious. I want you to understand that you are sending the message, a message to the universe when you procrastinate on a decision. When you procrastinate on taking action, you are sending a negative message to the universe. So stop thinking about it and just do it. Let's get fired up, okay? Let's get the ball rolling. That's the first hack. Number two, if you know what you desire, if you've been practicing your visualization and your affirmations, and you have a clear idea of what you desire, then put things in place that will help you be prepared to have the freedom to act automatically. In other words, You know what it is you desire, but maybe what it is that you desire hasn't manifested yet. I'll give you an example. Years ago, I think I've told this story a few times, but years ago, this goes back to the 70s, my partner and I had gotten, well, the company I was with went out of business and had written me 3 or 4 bad checks, and I continued to work there because I continued to believe in the company. But it went belly up, and my partner had been with a company that wasn't doing so well either. He wasn't making a lot of money, and he had a large family to support at the time. I didn't. Anyway, long story short, we started a business that was later worth over $1 million. We started it with $28 between us, you know, driving down the street. We finally stopped into the city office and got a license, and we were in business, and that was it. We had a half a tank of gas, like it says in the Blues Brothers, and a pack of cigarettes, and that was it. And I'm not lying about it. I'm not over-exaggerating. We stopped into our first prospect's place of business with no paperwork, no certainty of anything. We sold them an advertising package for about $600. Now, keep in mind, this is the 70s, so $600 was worth a little bit more money. With that money, we were able to get the ball rolling, get some supplies. We were able to get more clients, and our business was growing. So we had an office now. We had business cards. We had letterhead, you know, all that kind of fun stuff, right? So one day, I had a guy coming in, and he's carrying in all this equipment, and my partner, Don, says, "Robert, what is this? Who is this guy? I don't know him." And I said, "He's our new artist." "What do we need an artist for? We don't have any projects." I said, "We will." He says, "Well, why don't we wait till we have them?" I said, "No, we know we're going to have them. So let's get the artist." So for about 3 days or 4 days, we had this artist just drawing ads for our company that we would never use because we were an advertising agency. Advertising agencies, by the way, generally don't advertise. Anyway, guess what happened? We got an account that needed a lot of newspaper and magazine work, and we already had an artist in place. That's all I'm saying is that, you know, when you know where you're going, man, put the pieces in position, okay? That's a big hack. Even if you're not there yet, get the pieces in position. The universe will pull you there. We were not motivated by money, which is the next big hack. We weren't motivated by money. We were motivated by success. We were motivated by opportunity. We were motivated by service and enjoying what we were doing. When you're motivated by money, it's pretty easy to lose your motivation. Rather, be motivated by a new home, a new car, some travel, a better savings account, freedom, whatever it is. Be motivated by what money can do, the vibration of money. Fall in love with the vibration of money, okay? Not money itself, because money itself is kind of worthless. You know, we were watching a movie last night about Bernie Madoff, who was the perpetrator of the largest Ponzi scheme in American history. And it's funny because he's being interviewed and he's kind of opening up and spilling gut about his life. And he said, it was never about the money. Even a guy who was a master criminal who did a Ponzi scheme worth over $70 billion, to him, it was never about the money. Okay? So find out what it is, but don't make it the money. This is a big one. Are you ready for this one? Never be satisfied. I mean, look, I don't care how good you are, you can get better. I don't care how often you do it, you can do it more often. I don't care how many clients you can have more. I don't care how many students you have, you can teach more. Never be satisfied. Okay, when you're satisfied, you've stopped growing. Even I'm looking at a huge tree. It's a, what kind of tree is that out front? Is that a mesquite tree? Yeah, we're out here in the desert, so we have mesquite trees. Anyway, I have a huge mesquite tree out in our front yard. It's huge, yet it's still growing. Once it stops growing, it begins to shrivel and die. Okay, be true to yourself. Be true to your basic values. Who am I? Look at, when you stop being true to yourself, you throw yourself completely out of alignment with the universe. Now, many of you were taught some pretty strong values at an early age, and you've discarded them. But those values are still a part of your subconscious mind, and you may be in a battle with those values. So you either need to get back in alignment with the values, or you need to change the beliefs, one or the other. But you have to be true to yourself. People, look at superpowers. Isn't that what we're talking about, Rachel? Superman is always true to himself, okay? You just got to be true to yourself, right? Isn't Spider-Man true to himself? Doesn't he say, with great power comes great responsibility? Isn't that what he learned from his uncle? Isn't that his core? Okay, have a core and operate from that core. Listen, give up. I want you to surrender. Yes, Robert is telling you to surrender. I'm telling you to surrender the consequences, the fear of the consequences of failure. Get rid of that fear. Surrender it. Remove it. Eradicate it. You know, if you are living with the fear of failure hanging over your head, you will never throw yourself into the game. You will never give 100% because you'll always hold back. You'll always hold back. And because you are holding back, you will never attract what you truly desire. You'll live in a state of I want, but not I am. And that's what's important. Well, I think this is so important. Never stop learning. Great business executives, great achievers and manifestors, they are studying the law of attraction all the time. They're studying business. They're studying marketing. If you're a doctor, you're studying new ways to do your work, okay? If you are an architect, you're looking for new ideas. You're always studying. It's kind of like building muscle. Once you stop exercising, once you stop, once you leave the gym, the muscle slowly starts to atrophy, and so does your brain. Keep your brain sharp. Study all the time, every day. Listen, I don't want you to get beat up by success. That's the next big hack. People get beat up by it. And that's why so many lottery winners, after 5 years, are broke. Because they got beat up by success. I mean, they made a pile of money, and they started off with good intentions. They started off with powerful intentions. Oh, I'm going to be really cautious with my money. And maybe they put some of it aside in a trust. But then little by little, they start treating themselves more and more and more. And pretty soon, they've just been beat up. They've been slammed by success. Superheroes never get slammed by success. They just are what they are. And they love doing what they do. If you F up, own it. If you make a mistake, own it. Say to yourself, I messed up. It's mine. It's on me. And if anything is happening in your life, it may not be your fault, but somehow you've attracted it. That's the law of attraction. Let me end this with one final hack, and this is an old one. But it's just tried and true. People, they've done surveys, they've done research, people that write down their goals. Do you have a goal for the year? Do you have a six-month goal? Do you have a three-month goal? How about your weekly and daily goals? People that write them down. Now, I don't know if putting them on your iPad counts, because I think that there is something to the tactile nature of writing. But hey, I don't care how you put down your goals. Put them on your iPhone, put them on your iPad, or write them in a spiral-bound notebook. But one way or the other, get those goals written. Clear goals are absolutely, absolutely important. According to all the psychological research that I was talking about earlier, the most motivational goals are clearly defined and they are time bound. There's a deadline. We're going to do it. It's going to happen. This is it. Not, hey, maybe down the road, one of these days, possibly, I sure want. No, it's not that way. It's time bound. This is happening. This is taking place. I like people that do a little essay goal. You know what an essay goal is? You write down every day 250 to 500 words, no more than that. You write down a few paragraphs of what your goals are, but you write them out. Today, I will accomplish this. This week, this will be accomplished. You might even say how you're going to do it. Now, of course, we never limit the universe or the infinite power of potential, but we never do that. Understand that. But having time-bound goals are absolutely important. Well, we have more hacks here to give you. Can I give one more? Can I share one? Do we have time? Always, if you have a choice, always choose simplicity over complication. I mean, there's always several ways to do anything. And one of those ways is very complicated. Very complicated. And the other way is very simple. Do it the simple way. The simple way almost always is the better way to do it. Hey, I'm out of time. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's put your life on track to the next level. Not just your business, but your personal life, your emotional life, your intellectual life. Let's teach you skills that you will use the rest of your life. And we can do that with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. So claim your miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching 30-minute free session by visiting lawofattractionsolutions.com. Include a little letter and we'll get to you sooner. And then be prepared to take action. Prove to yourself that you are successful in every area of your life by taking action. Remember, successful people make up their mind quickly. They change it slowly. Unsuccessful people make up their minds slowly, and they're always changing their mind. Hey, I'm out of time, but I will be back with another podcast, and we are on YouTube. Be sure to go to YouTube and subscribe to us, because we're doing videos. As a matter of fact, as soon as we're done with this, we walk into the other studio and we start setting up for a video. Okay, so come and join us. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye. We had an incredible time in Taos, New Mexico with Manifesting Beyond Belief. People came from all over the world, Australia, India, the United States, Canada. It was an extraordinary event, and we have a private group right now for those people who attended Manifesting Beyond Belief, because we're not done giving them more information and tools to empower their lives. However, if you couldn't make Manifesting Beyond Belief, you can still pre-order Manifesting Beyond Belief, the book. We're excited about this book, And here's what we're doing. When you pre-order the book, we're going to put a personal note in the book to each and every individual from both myself and Rachel. And then we're also giving you the 72 keys of manifesting wisdom absolutely free on a pre-order. Now, the book will be coming out this fall. You want to pre-order it now. We're only going to take a limited number of pre-orders. So pre-order your book now, Manifesting Beyond Belief. It'll almost be like attending. We know you'll enjoy this book. This book, I promise you, is a game changer in your life. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. Visit manifestingbeyondbelief.com. That's manifestingbeyondbelief.com. For $19.95, you can pre-order this entire package now.